Good morning, audio boomerang-a-lang-a-ding-dongs. I hope you're all having a beautiful day. It is currently snowing outside the windows of Kertibach, but I have no idea how much accumulation we've got because I haven't yet set foot outside. Mind you, I shall have to do so shortly because I am soon off to attend midweek Holy Communion at my church. And then this evening, we've got a Celtic service that I'm really looking forward to, because it's going to consist of music and prayers from the Iona Abbey in Scotland. But this boo is not about church or anything relating to religiosity. It's not even about the weather, although mind you, speaking of which, the weather, I think, is going to cease to be our friend in short order. The temperature is supposed to drop by the weekend, to the point where we will have wind chills of minus 30 degrees Celsius here in this part of Canada. Ugh. Not fair, precious. But I realize one should not complain, because really the winter has been most kind up until now. Anyhow, I realize I said in my last boo that I probably wouldn't participate in any more of February, because I didn't want to bombard you folks with a whole bunch of Februaries on your timeline. I was absent for a few days, and didn't want to get into the habit of hitting you up with a whole bunch of posts. But, you know, I've decided that the topic for day six was way cool, and so I'm going to contribute my tuppence worth after all, at least for that topic, if nothing else. Now, I probably won't have much of great interest to say. I've listened to a number of posts that people have made on this topic, and I really enjoyed them. So my contribution probably won't be as interesting as those. But it's certainly an amusing story for those who don't know me very well. And a recap, I guess, for those who do. This topic is about rules and rule breaking. When is it appropriate to break rules, or is it ever appropriate? And have we ever broken rules in our lives? Well, I have to agree with Mahatma Gandhi that sometimes rules that are harmful to a segment of the population, or rules that make absolutely no sense, are meant to be broken. I actually took a class at university called The Theory and Practice of Nonviolence, and we spent a good 3 months on a unit devoted to civil disobedience, which of course is all about nonviolent and beneficial forms of rule breaking that often result in some much needed changes being implemented. So I found that really fascinating. Now, I've never been much of a rule breaker myself, except when I was a teenager, in two cases, I'm afraid I was an inveterate rule breaker. Back in the days of my wayward youth. I could not be cured of this habit. And, I'm rather embarrassed to confess it now, but here we go. So I attended a school for the blind for most of my life, and we had an excellent library there that, for what it was really quite extensive and fairly thorough. There was a huge section devoted to Braille books and another devoted to books on tape. Now, I was a voracious reader when I was a teenager. I was seen most of the time with a book in my hand. I could not put a book down. The librarian at my school knew that I was a voracious reader, so at one point, he said, "To be frank with you, Shannon, I'm sick and tired of you coming to me with all these books and me having to fill out all these cards. I'll just make you a certain pocket." It was actually an envelope on his door. And he said, you just put your cards in there and I'll know they're from you. Well, I was really good about that for the first week, perhaps. Maybe 2 weeks. And then, I'm afraid, boys and girls, I was a very bad girl indeed. I would just take books out of the library without even bothering to hand over a card. I did this all the time. One day I got caught, and I was banned from the library and thoroughly chastised. But did that stop me? No. I forget how long my punishment lasted. I can't recall how long the ban was actually for, but when it was finally lifted and I was able to go back to the library, I still didn't bother to take the cards out of the books and give them to the librarian or put them in my special envelope. Nope. I would just walk away with whatever book I wanted to read. Oh, I was terrible. Finally, I think he became aware that nothing he could possibly do, the librarian that is, would cure me of this habit. I mean, yes, he could continue to ban me from the library, I suppose, but what real benefit would that have? And I was going to need the library to do homework and research for essays and such. So, I think he realized that I would actually bring the books back, which I did. So yes, I'm ashamed to confess for that that for a good 3 or 4 years, I would just walk out with whatever book happened to take my fancy. Oh dear. And I would not submit the card to the librarian. Now, as I say, I did bring all these books back. So I was only borrowing them temporarily. Dear. The other thing that I would often do, and of which I apparently could not be cured, was this. We had some computers at the school. There was a computer lab in one area of the school, and then a computer room with a computer teacher. So we had data processing classes, and we had typing classes, and various computer classes. Well, these computers all ran DOS, which, for those who may not know, is a very ancient operating system. The acronym stands for Disk Operating System. And I had a DOS computer at home myself at one time, so I became quite conversant with DOS and with all the various software that could run on it. Well, I was very curious, ridiculously so, probably, as to what other people had on their computers in terms of software. So, when the computer teacher would ask us to do an exercise in a word processor, or look up an article in a database of magazines or an encyclopedia that we had on CD-ROM, I would do those things eventually, but at first, I would always have to check out any new software that teachers or possibly other students had put on the computer. So I would exit whatever program I was supposed to be in, get to the DOS prompt, and then very hurriedly, and I got quite fast at this, do a DIR or a DIR space slash B or slash S or whatever the heck the command line switch was, to examine the computer's hard drive for new stuff. And I very seldom got caught. I had friends that, you know, were sure I would go into IT or something later on in life. And the funny thing is, now I don't have a technophobia per se, but for some reason, one of the things that stresses me out immensely and just causes my anxiety level to skyrocket.